I'm Mark Bayshore. This is Current State on WKAR. Workers' Memorial Day. That is a day. Workers' Memorial Day was last week in the United States. And if you've never heard of it, it's something labor unions worldwide conceived to raise consciousness about fatalities on the job. And WKAR's Melissa Benmark has more. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Mark. This week also, news of a Detroit man crushed to death in a stamping plant accident. So these things are close to home. Mm. There are about 5,000 workplace deaths around the country each year. Michigan State University actually has a role in keeping track of the ones that occur in Michigan. Kenneth Rosenman is a professor in MSU's College of Human Medicine and is connected to the Michigan Fatality Assessment and Control Evaluation Program. And I asked him about what exactly that is.
So this is a research program funded by the Centers for Disease Control and the section within the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And we investigate the people who die acutely from a trauma at work. So this is not looking at people who may develop a cancer or a chronic disease, but people who get electrocuted, fall off a scaffold, an explosion, and so we're investigating these deaths that occur each year in Michigan with the idea of trying to prevent them. These deaths are preventable, and so it's what we call this root cause investigations to look at, you know, what were the underlying cause of why this happened. Was it an engineering? Was it a policy issue? With the idea then, after we investigate them, to get the word out to other people, other industries, other companies doing the same type of work, and prevent, you know, these from occurring in the future.
Now, what is your role in all this?
So I'm the principal investigator. The person who actually goes out in the field and does the investigations is Deborah Chester, and she's an industrial hygienist here at the university. I get to review her reports and make suggestions on sort of educational campaigns and write some of the material. She's the one who actually does the legwork.
So one of the things that caught my attention was that it sounds like workplace homicides are up, even though workplace deaths are decreasing in Michigan. And the first thing that popped into my mind was, do you mean like disgruntled former employees or people, you know, killed in the course of robberies and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's mainly people killed in the course of robberies. I'm just looking over the list so far. You know, there are a couple that are, you know, there's one here, somebody after an argument with an employee, but we're mainly talking about sort of people who've had no connection with the person killed. You know, we have police officers killed at a, you know, gunshot wounds at a traffic stop, yeah, in the line of duty homicides.
Is there a particular profession that seems to be most at risk for workplace homicides?
You know, there over half of them occur in retail situations, and then you have the issues with firefighters and a security guard. We had a firefighter die because of an intentionally set fire, so that is actually considered a homicide.
Right.
But retail is, you know, just about half, 52%, is slightly more than half related to retail.
One of the things that crosses my mind, though, with retail is that, in general, these are folks who, you know, maybe can't say anything about being put on by themselves late at night or early on in the morning. They're not a high leverage group.
Correct.
Of employees in general. So how does this situation get changed for the better for them?
You know, and you really think about it, fatalities are really, you know, the tip of the iceberg, or we talk about a disease pyramid. You know, so fatalities, I'm going to answer your question. Fatalities are just, you know, a very small percentage. You know, we have about 350,000 Michigan workers each year injured at work. It's really, you know, we have every 2 days, three people have parts of their finger or a whole finger amputated. Every day there are 5 work-related burns. Every day 8 people get hospitalized with work-related injuries. So it's really sort of this tip of this disease pyramid. And I just think that's you know, and really what determines whether people get injured or die is the workplace culture. And so we have some employers who are very safety-oriented, and they understand it's important, you know, to prevent these fatalities, to prevent injuries, and they will get online and read about it. They'll have health and safety committees. They'll do educational things for the employees, and they're very, you know, they see that. And then you have other employers who don't have that same level of safety culture. So, I mean, I guess my first response to your question is, you want to work for an employer who's got that safety culture, you know, who's insistent on doing the right thing and following, you know, and setting the workplace so it's safe. You know, employees can bring, you know, now with the internet, I mean, if you can Google workplace violence, and there is a lot out there on the right way to do it. So, you know, ideally, you know, the employee can bring that to their employer's attention, you know, and maybe talk about, hey, forget my safety. I mean, you wouldn't say it that way, but hey, you want to protect so you don't get robbed? I mean, because it's sort of the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's talk about protecting, you know, your money here, if, you know, depending on your employer. But you're right. I mean, we're talking about people who may not have, you know, have a lot of power at work, and yet, you know, maybe trying to sell it in a different way to their employer if they work for an employer who doesn't have that safety culture.
One thing I also noticed was that agriculture now has the third highest rate of workplace death, and isn't that kind of a shift? Because it seems to me there was a time when farming tool and farming machinery accidents were a lot bigger in Michigan than that.
Yes, so you know, farming has never had the top number because, like, construction has had. But, yes, the rates have come down in farming. We've put a lot of effort into that. The Michigan Farm Bureau has put a lot of effort into that. Michigan OSHA has funded educational work sessions for farmers. You know, some of the causes of death in farmers is the lack of rollover protection on tractors, and one way or the other, those tractors are aging that don't have it and are being brought out of service. So we're seeing less tractors. We're seeing less rollover related tractor deaths. So yes, that is a good trend, and we're happy to see that trend, and it's good that you recognized it.
How do we do as a state in terms of workplace deaths nationwide? Where are we?
We do well. We actually have, you know, lower rates of death in general for work-related deaths. And, you know, we have an active Michigan OSHA program. You know, we have a number of large employers who are, you know, very active, you know, with safety culture. We have unions that have active health and safety programs. So we actually, overall, you know, if you look at the rates of work-related deaths, we do better than the rest of the country.
So then, as a nation, about 5,000 workplace deaths a year.
Correct.
Obviously, you can't compare the United States with, you know, some of the third world areas of the world. But in terms of other industrialized countries as well, does that seem like a large number of deaths or not so much?
Yeah, it is. It's a large number if you compare us to the European countries. You know, part of the issue is, you know, it seems sort of, no big deal trying to figure out how many occur, but it's a very actually complicated process, and that's actually part of the things we do is count, just trying to figure out who it is that is dying, because, you know, how do you find that out? And so if you go to an African country, you're not going to be able to get that. I mean, here when we do that, we use newspaper clippings and there's some requirements for employers to report to OSHA, and we have medical examiners, and we have systems related to transportation and the state police. But if you look at the Europeans who have similar, you know, they have the infrastructure to do the counts, we don't do as well as particularly the Scandinavian countries, which have they're much more into sort of engineering changes. That, you know, and that's the key thing. If you can engineer out the issue, and so they do much better job at engineering out some of the hazards. They're much more structured in terms of requiring health and safety committees. And so the Europeans do better than we do.
Well, Dr. Kenneth Rosenman, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate
it. Thanks. I hope your cold gets better.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.